and plain dealing, which all men ought to use. But many nowadays doth me abuse. Dissimulation is esteemed best. Poor plain dealing is grown out of request. In city, town, and likewise in country, they say plain dealing will a beggar die. Gallants, they at me do both mock and flout, because that I go in a threadbare coat. The reason that so many doth me slight is because I am honest and downright. I use no deceit, fraud, nor flattery, but does to all men as I'd be done by. I am not covetous nor worldly wise. I crave no more than what will me suffice. I hate vain pride, which now too much doth reign. Therefore plain dealing they'll not entertain. In days of old I was a welcome guest, and had good entertainment with the best. I was esteemed amongst rich and poor, but now plain dealing is turned out of door. For now dissimulation hath got the day, and in this nation bears a mighty sway. Plain dealing is held in scorn and disgrace. Alack, when shall I find a resting place? My name is Conscience, poor plain dealing's mate. Although like him I'm old and out of date, many with their whole heart doth me defy, 'cause conscience can't agree with knavery. But if I within their bosoms once do creep, with their base actions I prick their hearts deep. I mind them of their covetous and pride, therefore poor conscience they cannot abide. The lawyer and usurer hath forgot me. They gripe poor men unconscionably. They study only how to keep up gold. Conscience and plain dealing they quite have fold. And many others in these times there are that of their conscience do not take care. They pawn their conscience for lucre of gain, which conscience will to them at last make plain. So many are inclined to cruelty, and doth conscience and plain dealing defy. Tell them of conscience, they'll count you their foe. Quoth they, conscience was hanged long time ago. But I wish such men they folly would refuse, lest conscience at the last should them accuse. In a good conscience a man may put trust, then see you keep your conscience right and just. I am the ancient standard of great fame, which all men not to prize time is my name. But this vain world doth now so many blind, so that I am almost grown out of mind. For why I am slighted by many a one, who ne'er thinks on me till I'm past and gone, and then too late they do mourn and complain, wishing they could recall back time again. Some spendeth their whole time most wickedly in drunkenness, whoredom, and blasphemy, and some again sets their delight in pride, not thinking how their precious time doth slide. Time is a stately jewel of great gain, if it be well prized and not spent in vain. Those that their time bestows in doing well, in happiness no doubt, but they shall dwell. And those that spends their time in idleness shall one day want it in their great distress. The whole world can't lost time restore. Yesterday's gone and will ne'er return more. Like to an arrow shout of a bow, like to the tide the which doth ebb and flow, like to a bird full swift I fly away, for rich nor poor I'll not make any stray. I am the chief commander, Captain Death. I fight against all mortals upon earth. When I amongst them chance to have a care, I conquer all, none dare with me hold war. I fear not the bravest champions that be, though they are stout, yet they can't conquer me. 'Tis not manhood nor valor can them save. I make them stoop and yield unto the grave. The chiefest prince that in the world doth live, when I him strike, he up the ghost must give. His whole kingdom can't him from me retain. From dust he came and shall to dust again. Of rich man's power I do not stand in fear, nor for their loftiness I do not care. Their pride and honor in the earth I lay. When their glass is out, with me they must away. Thus rich and poor, with old and young also, both wise and simple, to the grave must go. There's no respect of the person's worst or best. All must at last by me lie mortis est. When I on mortals lay my final stroke, they can't in no wise slip out of my yoke. I come suddenly and unawares to all, then see you are prepared when death doth call.